BBC News with Jonathan Izard. In the past half hour, the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, has confirmed that he's received a formal request from the UK to delay Brexit beyond the end of this month. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was legally obliged by Parliament to ask for the postponement after losing a key vote on his withdrawal deal. But Mr Johnson is also sending a second letter to the EU, telling European leaders that a further Brexit delay would be a mistake. Kurdish fighters have accused the United States of failing to monitor a ceasefire it brokered in northeast Syria, where the Kurds have been besieged by Turkish troops. A Kurdish commander warned there could be ethnic cleansing in front of American eyes. Aid workers say a medical convoy has now managed to remove 30 injured people from a Syrian border town. The Lebanese government says it's agreed a new budget that won't include additional taxes, as it seeks to appease protesters who have been gathering in the streets for days. President Michel Aoun has promised a solution to the country's economic crisis. Soldiers and tanks have been deployed in several parts of the Chilean capital, Santiago, to help police who have been involved in new clashes with demonstrators. More than 40 metro stations were vandalised overnight and many buses were set on fire after the government announced a hike in the price of public transport tickets. Officials in Burkina Faso say 5 soldiers were killed and 11 injured when military positions were attacked in the north of the country. It happened before dawn in an area close to the border with Mali, where Islamist militants have been active. For the 6th day in a row, protests by supporters of Catalan independence are taking place in the Spanish city of Barcelona. The demonstrators are angry at the jailing of separatist leaders on Monday. The latest protests have so far been peaceful following violent clashes on Saturday night involving riot police. More than 80 people were arrested and about 200 injured. The government has dismissed a request for talks by the leader of the Catalan administration. BBC News.